On Wednesday, President Trump's nominee for Deputy Attorney General faced a barrage of questions from senators on Capitol Hill. Jeffrey Rosen is the current deputy director of the Department of Transportation and has no Justice Department experience. Democratic senators were also concerned with how he would handle the Mueller report. Here's Connecticut Democrat Senator Richard Blumenthal.
I want your commitment here that you will support full and complete release of that report to the United States Congress without redactions or edits of any kind.
So, Senator,
it's a yes or no question.
It's really not.
We'll hear more on how Rosen responded and get into some more questions with Sadie Gurman, Justice Department reporter at The Wall Street Journal. Sadie, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
So we mentioned at the top that Rosen is the deputy director of the DOT, but has not worked in the Justice Department. What other experience makes him fit for this role?
Well, he said, you know, he's a longtime litigator in private practice. He worked at the same firm as Attorney General Bill Barr. And he said basically that would come into this position as an outsider, but not as a stranger, because he worked in the George W. Bush administration in senior roles there and has gotten to know Justice Department employees, you know, in working with them in a courtroom context. So he was trying to sort of play up his experience as a litigator.
Now, what can you tell us about his relationship with Attorney General William Barr?
They've known each other professionally for years, for decades, since the AG was AG under George H.W. Bush. But this is somebody who associates say Barr really trusts. And he said he took this job as Attorney General with the understanding that he would be able to choose his own deputy. And this is somebody that he sees as a skilled government hand and a good manager.
One of the other things that came up in the hearing was how Rosen would deal with the ongoing investigation into the Trump campaign by the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York. Here's what he had to say.
I am going to do the right thing in accordance with the law and the rules and the ethical requirements.
Sadie, what was the reaction to that response?
I think that the Democrats are in particular are skeptical that he will be able to do that. And so that obviously was one of the key points of contention for them.
And was that partly a concern because of his background or his lack of experience in this area?
That's right. You know, it's particularly concerning to them that he doesn't have experience in criminal law, because all of the top leaders at the Justice Department right now, including Barr himself, have never worked day to day as a federal prosecutor, just a line prosecutor doing the work. So they're concerned that he wouldn't know how to make these types of decisions.
Is there also a concern that that Rosen could bow to political pressure here?
I think, you know, in the Trump administration, the Democrats have always had that concern. You know, Rosen said basically all he could tell them was that he would say no when he thought he needed to say no, and that he wasn't concerned about bowing to pressure.
Sadie, is it unusual for someone who's never worked for the Justice Department to be in the number two person there?
It is unusual. In fact, this is the first time in more than 20 years that the Justice Department number two would be somebody who has never worked there before. The last time this happened was before the September 11th attacks, actually. And since then, the Justice Department has become sort of a sprawling national security agency. And the Deputy Attorney General now plays a much greater role in national security matters. So the last time this happened was like in the Clinton administration. And it's a sort of a different landscape since then.
He, of course, was also asked about some landmark Supreme Court cases, including Brown v. Board, and he dodged, which seems to be something that we're hearing quite a bit these days when it comes to these cases. Let's take a listen to what he said.
I have views about lots of Supreme Court cases, but I'm not being nominated for this position to be the Solicitor General, nor a judge.
What do you make of that response, Sadie?
Well, I think just traditionally, nominees for these types of positions have to give sort of non-committal answers just because they don't know exactly what cases are going to come before them. And so they don't want to box themselves into anything. But it certainly did not make the Democrats very happy.
Sadie Gurman covers the Justice Department for The Wall Street Journal. Sadie, thank you.
Thank you.